This is Asia Weekly from the Voice of America, the podcast that goes beyond the headlines to uncover what's really happening and places events into context. Hong Kong's Legislative Council will hold elections in September. Candidates are being required to pledge that the special administrative region is an inherent part of One China. Those that refuse aren't allowed to run for office. What effect will this have on Hong Kong and its future? Hey everybody, Steve Miller here. Great to have you with me today. Hong Kong's Legislative Council is slated to hold an election for new members on September 4th. Now, during past election cycles, candidates only needed to attest that they would uphold the basic law, essentially Hong Kong's constitution, and pledge allegiance to Hong Kong itself. However, this time, candidates running for office need to sign an additional pledge that Hong Kong is an inalienable part of China. Chan Ho-tin and Yung Kae-chung refused to sign the pledge, which then resulted in the Hong Kong Electoral Affairs Commission banning them from the election. Edward Leung, who in the past had advocated for Hong Kong's independence, he signed the new pledge proclaiming One China, but was informed this week that he was barred from participating in the election.
It is very obvious that Hong Kong nowadays is not a place of rule of law. It is a place ruled by men, ruled by the Communist Party. This decision is illegal, but they are still doing so because they dare to do so. They dare us that we will not do anything against this authority. But that's not true. Hong Kong people will still continue to fight for our autonomy.
Leung also told reporters that Communist China rules Hong Kong every day, but there is the basic law, that he wouldn't be able to enter the Legislative Council. So what else could he do? Revolution. Now, I did reach out to the Electoral Affairs Commission, but they declined the interview request.
I do think that what we see in a broader sense with Beijing's policy towards Hong Kong,
that's John Minnick, East Asia analyst for Stratfor,
is that in some sense, I think they're coming to realize what a liability even the concept of Hong Kong autonomy is to Beijing's larger political goals.
Part of those political goals, Minnick says, came to light when Beijing detained Hong Kong booksellers through extrajudicial renditions, something he calls
extreme measures that we haven't seen before. And I think that they indicate that the government, they're in some sense moving to a position where Beijing has larger political goals it's pursuing, and it's willing to step back or to draw back against the one country, two systems principle if it needs to in order to achieve those goals.
David Lampton, director of China Studies at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, likens the pledge now required of Hong Kong candidates to the McCarthy-era pledges made in the United States, something he calls sad times. Lampton says China had been trying to instill confidence in its governing practices, especially with regard to Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan, but he notes that their latest moves are having the opposite effect.
Since Xi Jinping has come into office, there's been a similar political tightening in the People's Republic of China. And I think as the tolerance for dissent in China itself goes down, of course, the tolerance for dissent in attached cities such as Hong Kong is also going down.
So what about the future?
Where it ultimately ends up in terms of degree of tolerance is anybody's guess. But I think the space for civic activity and what I call citizen participation in meaningful governance, unfortunately, that's going down in both China and, I'm afraid to say, Hong Kong.
While there remains a lack of clarity of the impact this kind of move will have on Hong Kong, John Minnick says this is a
concrete move towards curtailing Hong Kong's political autonomy and the prospects for Hong Kong independence. This move is not a one-time event, not a one-time shot, but a node in a larger process that we see unfolding in the same basic trend going forward.
That is going to do it for this episode, but you know what? The conversation doesn't end here. How do you feel about Hong Kong making candidates take a loyalty pledge, and what effect do you think it'll have long term? Please share your answers with me on Facebook or Twitter. Just look for Steve Miller VOA, or you can find me on our community Facebook page, VOA Now. If you enjoyed the show, do me a favor and share it with your friends. And if you want the podcast delivered to you automatically, be sure to subscribe at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for joining me this week. And until next time, be true to yourself and always be awesome.